Lesson 5. An advertisement. Take advantage of this sale. Page 41. Getting your feet wet. 1. Is there much advertising on the television or radio in your country? How often do you hear or see advertisements during a radio or television program? Where else do you find advertising in your country? 2. Do you ever decide to buy something because of advertising? Has an advertisement ever changed your mind about buying a product? 3. When you shop in your country, do you look for special sales? Do you bargain for better prices? Do you discuss the price with a salesperson to try to make it cheaper? In what situations is bargaining acceptable in your country? In what situations is bargaining acceptable in the United States? Page 42. Listen to the following radio advertisement.
Is your old refrigerator on its last legs? Did you pay an arm and a leg for your television set? Is your dishwasher a lemon? This is Mark Shark from the Shark Discount Appliance Center, and I'm here to tell you about my incredible final closeout sale. That's right, folks. I'm calling it quits and leaving San Diego. Starting November 5th, I'll have the lowest prices in town on refrigerators, microwaves, stoves, dishwashers, and televisions. So come to Roseland Street and take advantage of this exciting sale. Believe it or not, everything in the store will be half price. And if you come with cash, we'll give you another 10%. In other words, you'll get 60% savings when you pay cash and 50% when you pay with a check or charge card. And I'm not pulling your leg. So don't put off your visit to my store. On November 5th, come to Shark Discount Appliance Center at 65 Roseland Street for my final closeout sale. You won't be sorry.
Page 42. Getting the picture. 1. What kind of store is this advertisement for? 2. Why is the owner having this big sale? 3. What kinds of things will a customer find on sale at this store? 4. What is the best discount you can get during this sale? How can you get this discount? 5. What other kind of discount can you get? 6. When will this sale start?
'Catching On', pages 46 to 48. Listening. You are going to hear 3 short listening passages. The first will be a department store announcement. The other 2 will be a short story that will be told in 2 parts. You will do 2 things after you hear each passage. 1. In each part below, you will see a list of the idioms from this lesson. Listen for any of these idioms in the passage. Put a check next to each idiom you hear in the space provided. 2. After you hear each passage, answer the questions. If necessary, you may hear the passages a second time in order to answer the questions. Department store announcement. Listen to this short announcement at a department store.
Attention shoppers, be sure to take advantage of our 1-hour special sale today. At 2 p.m., we will be selling our gold jewelry at 10% off. That's right, believe it or not, in 15 minutes, all of our gold earrings, bracelets, necklaces, and more will be on sale for 1 hour only. So don't put off coming to our jewelry department between 2 and 3 p.m. today.
Questions. Answer the questions about the announcement. Circle the letter of the correct answer. Jenny's New Car, Part 1. Your friend is telling you a story about her sister Jenny's experience buying a car. Listen to the first part of the story.
I must tell you the story about my sister Jenny's new car. 2 weeks ago, she decided her old car was on its last legs and she needed a new one. She didn't want to pay an arm and a leg, so she decided to buy a used car. She found a small car that looked almost new, and it only had 20,000 miles on it. The best part was, believe it or not, it only cost $2,000. She thought the salesman was pulling her leg when he told her the price. He told her he was calling it quits and moving his business to Los Angeles. That's why it was so cheap. So, Jenny bought the car.
Questions. Answer the questions about your friend's story. Use the idiom given in parentheses in your answer. Be sure to change the idiom to fit the rest of the sentence if necessary. Jenny's New Car, Part 2. Now listen as your friend tells you the rest of the story about Jenny's car.
Did I tell you what happened to Jenny's new car? I think she bought a lemon. Last week, she had to fix her headlights because they weren't working right. Then yesterday, the car started making a funny noise. She tried to take it back to the car dealer, but the business was gone. So she took it to a mechanic, and he said it was a problem with the engine. Now she has to spend $300 on repairs. In other words, she saved some money when she bought a cheap car, but now she's paying an arm and a leg on repairs. That salesman really took advantage of her.
Questions. Answer the questions about your friend's story. Use the idiom given in parentheses in your answer. Be sure to change the idiom to fit the rest of the sentence if necessary.
Pages 48 and 49. Holding Your Own. Andy's Science Project. Andy is working on a science project for school. He's telling a friend about his progress. Check your answers as you listen to the completed conversation.
I've been having problems with my project, and I'm almost ready to call it quits.
Don't give up yet. You should take advantage of the school science laboratory. It's in room 23. Have you seen it?
Room 23? Believe it or not, that's where I've been working all day today. I work with three different kinds of equipment, and each one was on its last legs.
Really? You're pulling my leg. I thought the school put all new equipment in that room last year.
They were thinking about that, but then they found out how much it would cost. They said they didn't have the money to pay an arm and a leg for everything.
So in other words, they just kept all the old equipment and didn't buy anything new.
That's right. Now it's almost impossible to finish my experiment, so I'm going to think of a new one. Luckily, I have 2 weeks to work on this. I'm sure glad I didn't put off doing the work before this.
Pages 140 to 142. More listening pronunciation practice.
1. Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. On one's last legs. Pay an arm and a leg. A lemon. Call it quits. Take advantage of. Believe it or not. In other words, pull someone's leg. Put off. Two. Listening. T-H-C-H-S-H sounds. A. T-H sounds. There are many words in English with the T-H spelling. The T-H can make more than one sound. Listen to the following examples. This is the most interesting story. Nothing can stop us. You are going to hear some sentences from the advertisement at the beginning of this lesson again. You will find these sentences on page 141. Put a line under any word with the TH sound, as in, nothing. Put a circle around any word with the TH sound, as in this. You will hear each sentence two times.
1. This is Mark Shark from the Shark Discount Appliance Center. This is Mark Shark from the Shark Discount Appliance Center. 2. That's right, folks. That's right, folks. 3. Starting November 5th, I'll have the lowest prices in town. Starting November 5th, I'll have the lowest prices in town. 4. Take advantage of this exciting sale. Take advantage of this exciting sale. 5. Everything in the store will be half price. Everything in the store will be half price. 6. If you come with cash, we'll give you another 10%. If you come with cash, we'll give you another 10%. 7. In other words, you'll get 60% savings. In other words, you'll get 60% savings.
'CH' 'SH' sounds. Listen to the 'CH' and 'SH' sounds in the following examples. We should be home at about 6 p.m. Do you have change for a dollar? Now listen to some of the sentences from the advertisement from this lesson one more time. This time, put an X on any word with the 'CH' sound. Put a check on any word with the 'SH' sound. You will hear each sentence two times.
1. Is your dishwasher a lemon? Is your dishwasher a lemon? 2. This is Mark Shark from the Shark Discount Appliance Center. This is Mark Shark from the Shark Discount Appliance Center. 3. If you come with cash, we'll give you another 10%. If you come with cash, we'll give you another 10%. 4. You'll get 50% when you pay with a check or charge card. You'll get 50% when you pay with a check or charge card.
3. Pronunciation. TH, CH, SH. Now repeat each word after you hear it. This. The. That. Fifth. Everything. With. Another. Other. Dishwasher. Shark. Cash. Check. Charge. This is the end of Lesson 5.